Mindbug sets ranked in 2026. First Contact, Evolution, Eternity, and King of Tokyo buying guide. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. By Mindbug, First Contact first, it is the purest and clearest version of the two-token duel. Add Beyond Evolution for more tactical texture or Beyond Eternity for recursion after the base is familiar. Choose King of Tokyo for a lighter, more chaotic family crossover. Sets can be mixed, but gradual mixing preserves mechanical coherence. Mindbug asks a savage little question: is that creature powerful, or did your opponent play it because they want you to steal it? Imani checked official rules. The current Nerdlab and Ghost Galaxy product line, exact Amazon boxes, and the recurring community debate over First Contact, Beyond sets, and the King of Tokyo crossover. The ranking below separates first purchase, second purchase, and fun side road. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Mindbug set should you buy first? First Contact. The original set teaches the central theft decision without surrounding it with too many expansion-specific systems. Each player has only two Mindbug tokens, so every creature creates a bluff: steal it now or preserve control for a future engine. Beyond Evolution is the best second purchase for players who want more development and sequencing. Beyond Eternity belongs later, when graveyard and recursion affects red as opportunity rather than bookkeeping. King of Tokyo is a delightful alternate doorway for families who prefer large reactions and playful volatility. Do not use price alone. A discounted advanced box can be the expensive choice if the first teach fails. First Contact keeps the rules invisible enough for the social read to become the game. How Mindbug works, including the theft rule: people must teach players summon creatures from tiny personal decks and attack the opponent. There is no mana curve. The constraint is opportunity. When an opponent plays a creature, you may spend one of your two Mindbugs to take control of it. The creature enters under your control instead. A Mindbug is not a temporary copy, and it is not an automatic counter. Once spent, the token is gone. The decision should consider the creature text, current life totals, board state, and whether the play looks like bait. Teach with tokens physically between the players and move one away when spent. Do not let a learner forget how many remain. Play the first round with open explanation. Ask why a creature is attractive to steal, then ask what the opponent might play next if the token disappears. Can Mindbug sets be mixed? Yes, sets are designed to share the core system, and intact card pools can be combined. The better question is how quickly. Mixing every set at once increases keyword density and weakens the internal frequency of mechanics that expect companions. Add one set at a time. Play several games with its own pool. Then mix equal portions or draft from a limited shared menu. Keep unused cards separated by set mark so a preferred environment can be reconstructed. King of Tokyo can join the larger ecosystem. But its tone is intentionally louder. A family may love that. A pair that values surgical reads may prefer to keep it as a separate matchup. Compatibility is permission, not obligation. What does Mindbug Beyond Eternity Box show? Mindbug Beyond Eternity Box, a more advanced recursion-focused environment. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How should beginners approach bait, engines, and life as a resource? Before spending a Mindbug, classify the creature. A finisher threatens the game now. An engine creates repeated advantage. Bait looks powerful but leaves the opponent holding the real engine. Tokens should usually answer the first two. Life is a resource until it is the last life. Taking a small hit can preserve the answer to a card that would dominate several turns. Conversely, waiting forever wastes the token just as surely as spending it early. Sequence a plausible threat before the card you hope to keep. If the opponent refuses the bait, the board still improved. If they steal it, their future control shrinks. The cleanest Mindbug turns create value in both branches. A Mindbug token is not merely defense, it is permission to present a poison choice. Lead with a creature that looks irresistible but leaves your real finisher unanswered. Track both opposing Mindbugs openly, and remember that losing life can be correct when blocking would spend the creature needed to reverse the race. Community advice consistently favors First Contact as the cleanest first box. Beyond Evolution accelerates the game and rewards players who already understand bait. Mixing sets is legal, but blind full pool mixing can dilute the compact read-encounter rhythm. Curate a smaller pool or play each box alone before combining. What each Amazon available box feels like First Contact is clean, mean, and broadly readable. Evolution adds a stronger sense that creatures develop a plan. Eternity makes discarded resources and return effects matter, which rewards people who enjoy tracking future value. King of Tokyo makes the table laugh more and calculate less. That is not a criticism. It is the correct crossover for a family table, a gift, or a player drawn in by monster spectacle rather than minimalist dueling. Promo packs are dessert. Buy them after a regular opponent has played enough to recognize novelty. Extra cards cannot compensate for a pair that has not learned when to withhold a mind bug. Buy for the dual texture you want. First Contact is the reference set. Beyond Evolution is more explosive and less forgiving. Beyond Eternity adds a different recursion and persistence puzzle. King of Tokyo is the characterful crossover, not the mandatory competitive upgrade. Promo cards are dessert, enjoyable only after the core game has proven it will stay in rotation. What does Mindbug promo cards show? Mindbug promo cards, promo material belongs after a complete set. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How should you handle table space, hosting, and player count? Mindbug is for two players and needs little more than a cafe table, two decks, two small creature rows, life tracking, and four Mindbug tokens. A 24-inch square surface is comfortable. A playmat is nice for lifting cards but not required. It is a perfect tournament of friends game. Run short best of three matches, let winners rotate sets, and preserve one first contact table for newcomers. Explain that losing the first match is often a rules lesson disguised as a bluff. There is no official reason to buy Mindbug for solo play. Its value comes from reading a person who can see the same obvious monster and tell a different story about it. How does Imani's Bluff Clinic, the two tokens that run the whole room, improve the buying decision? A Mindbug is not a panic button. It is a tax on certainty. Each player can steal only a tiny number of opposing creatures, so the threat of the token matters longer than the token itself. A beginner sees the largest creature and spends immediately. A stronger player asks whether that creature is powerful now, whether its play ability already delivered the value, and whether an even more decisive threat is likely to follow. Sometimes the correct response to a ridiculous card is to let it live and make the opponent prove it can actually win. Build a threat ladder from the cards you draw. The first tier contains creatures that are annoying but answerable. The second tier contains plays that demand respect. The third tier contains the card you want to own after both Mindbugs are strained. Lead from the middle, not the top. When an opponent steals the bait, your best card can enter a table with fewer reversals left. When they refuse, you have established pressure without spending your closer. The teach should be almost aggressively short: how creatures enter, how attacks resolve, how life is lost, and exactly when a Mindbug can take the creature. Play the opening few turns face-up if either player is new to modern card games. Hidden information becomes fun after the legal choices are clear. Do not describe First Contact as a deck-building game. There is no shopping phase, no booster requirement, and no constructed deck homework before the first duel. The small fixed pool is the feature. First Contact remains the best start because it exposes the central theft decision without stacking too many secondary vocabularies on top. Beyond Evolution and Beyond Eternity are for players who want additional card relationships and timing texture. King of Tokyo is a thematic crossover for a group that values familiar monsters and a slightly different emotional flavor. Mixing is possible where the rules permit, but learn each set in isolation first. Otherwise, a lopsided custom pool can make a clean design look random. There is no convincing official solo replacement for a human deciding when to steal. Host this as a best of three, keep the same seats, and alternate the first player so the rematch can reveal whether the loss came from sequencing or unfamiliarity. Puzzlewick score: First Contact 9.310 for sharp portable duels, Beyond Evolution 8.810 for returning players, King of Tokyo 8.210 for a playful crossover table. What are the ratings, misconceptions, and final order? First Contact scores 9.210 overall, 9.5 for portability, 9.4 for replay, and 8.8 for teach. Evolution scores 9.0 for regular pairs. Eternity scores 8.8 for experts and 6.8 for first-timers. King of Tokyo scores 9.1 for family fun and 8.0 for surgical depth. Mindbug is not a trading card game and does not require boosters. Mixing is optional. A promo pack is not a base set. Two Mindbugs do not make every theft correct. Final order: First Contact, Evolution, then choose Eternity for depth or King of Tokyo for noise. Stop when the current two sets still produce arguments worth. Replaying, final verdict: First Contact is a 9.210 first purchase and remains the benchmark. Evolution is the best strategic second box, Eternity is for experienced combo readers, King of Tokyo is the best family spectacle. Frequently asked questions: what is the best Mindbug set for beginners? First Contact is the best first set and the cleanest version of the core duel. Can Mindbug sets be mixed? Yes, but mix gradually so set-specific mechanics stay coherent. Is Mindbug a trading card game? Number it is a fixed content two-player card game with complete boxes. How many players is Mindbug? The core experience is for two players. Which set should I buy second? Beyond Evolution is the safest strategic second purchase. Is King of Tokyo Mindbug compatible? It uses the same core system and can mix. But many groups keep its louder style separate. How many Mindbugs does each player get? Each player begins with 2 control tokens, making their timing the central resource. Does Mindbug work solo? The design is built around reading and baiting another player, so solo is not the reason to buy it. Which Mindbug set is best for beginners? First Contact, it teaches the theft decision, combat keywords, and life as tempo without the extra acceleration of later sets. Can all Mindbug sets be mixed? Yes, but do not combine everything immediately. Learn each standalone pool first. Then curate a mixed pool so the duel remains readable. Is Beyond Evolution harder than First Contact? It is generally faster and less forgiving. Buy it second if your table already enjoys baiting Mindbugs and planning around explosive
turns.
What is the most important Mindbug strategy? Offer threats in the order that makes the opponent's 2 Mindbugs awkward. A stolen bomb is acceptable when it clears the path for the card that actually wins.